Paula, with your commercial success and your major label experience, how'd you come to decide to create Raven independently?
It seemed the wise and brave thing to do, and I just needed to pluck up my courage and go for it. I'd been on majors my whole career, and it just wasn't serving me well anymore. And with the changes in the marketplace, the reality of digital delivery system, the music business is collapsing, and it just made more sense to own the pie, a pie that is for sure smaller, but to own it nonetheless, and to also be brave in asking for fan funding. I think I originally looked at that as a negative, but I was very wrong in that. It's a reality now. It's an entrepreneurial reality, and you build team spirit. You reach out to your folks, your fans. I asked for a certain amount, and I got 150% back, which was just beautiful. It was a big yes from my fans and gave me a lot of heart to go forward with my dreams.
When you look at the video online, it looks like you had fun with Raven before you ever started into the studio. Tell me a little bit about raising funds through Kickstarter, would you?
Sure. I mean, there are a bunch of fan funding sites one could use. I chose Kickstarter just because of basically name recognition. I liked the eclectic nature of the folks using the site. So that's what I chose. Although the vast majority of pledges that came through Kickstarter were, you know, trafficking directly from my site, so they were connected to me directly. And I must say Amanda Palmer was inspirational to me, and I researched several artists and several success stories on Kickstarter, got over my nerves and shame about it, and tried to make a good video and be humble and real and loving to my fan base. I love them very much, you know. And they were there for me, which makes me love them even more.
Tell me about the day that you realized that it was going to be a go with the Kickstarter.
Oh, well, we were getting down to the deadline. We were crunched. And I was trying to align my campaign with Earth cycles, lunar cycles, Earth cycles. So we kicked it off at the autumnal equinox. And we concluded with the full moon in October, which was the Hunter's Moon, because I just believe in going with the flow in that way and using those Earth cycles to one's advantage, I suppose, just going with the flow. So that's how we timed it. And leading up to it, yes, it was very intense, as it is now, because now I'm on the other side of, you know, thank God, having a successful campaign. And next week I will be stuffing envelopes and signing, you know, several hundred, nearly 1,000 packages are going to be going out next week. So this is the other side of anxiety, getting all of these packages out, all of the donor pledges fulfilled.
How exciting, though. That sounds like a very joyous side of anxiety.
Yes, it is. Yes.
What were some of the things that you had always wanted to do as an artist that now you could do, now that you had the funding to create Raven?
That's a good question. For the first time, I've created my own record label, humble that it is. It's my own, and for the first time, I'll own my intellectual property. I emerge making an album, not only with an album in hand and increased team spirit, but owning my property and not being in financial debt to a record label. And for that matter, for the first time, I am not on my record cover. I've always wanted to not be on my record cover, which sounds weird, but I tend to be an introvert. I test on all those Myers-Briggs exams as introvert, kind of heavily introvert, and here I am in a very public career. So that irony has not always served me well. It served me well as a writer and a passionate performer, but as far as dealing with the extroverted side of things, I wither a little bit. So I always wanted to have really artistic album covers, and they always just wanted me, you know, front and center in a photo shoot and my face there. So for the first time, I was not on my record cover, and I have my own label, and I have my own radio promotion consultant, which is fabulous and is a woman of integrity, you know, going after AAA, which is I'm going really with my roots, with my gut and the right. It feels very correct, sound decisions. I don't feel like I'm being thrust in front of a wind machine, you know, and having to vamp it up for some photo shoot. So it's very freeing to make those calls.